The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Welcome to another program with Truths to Live By, a ministry of Harriman Baptist Tabernacle in Harriman, Tennessee. You're listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. I pray we would be a blessing to you today. Pick up in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, and we will read the first three verses together. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God and Sosthenes our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me stop and ask you this question. Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. But my question is He your Lord? Father, we ask for your blessing now, knowing that we can do nothing without the help and power of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray the Spirit of the Lord would move. He would help. He would minister through me to those that tune in to this message. Lord, may your word have free course, and may it be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So we left off last time that we were together looking at the Church of God at Corinth, that specific and local assembly. We made this statement, and believe it with all of our heart, that if you do not belong to a local Bible-believing New Testament church, your life is out of fellowship with Christ, and you are not in the will of God. Think about Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So now let us look at 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2, in a little more detail. First of all, the church of God. I want you to notice the call. The church is God's ecclesia. It is that called out assembly. We, as the people of God, have been called out of this world unto Himself. We are pilgrims and strangers in this world, looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. The church is the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, yea, the building and habitation of God through the Spirit. But then the city, the Church of God at Corinth. Here, was a city of great commerce and wealth. The height of prosperity was here, but with such affluence came great corruption and great wickedness. The most polluted of men's passions were openly accepted and accommodated in Corinth. It has been said, quote, that in Corinth vice was considered virtue, end of quote. I read that it was a most effeminate and feeble society. Immorality of every kind was everywhere, and in the middle of such a crooked and perverse city stood the Church of God at Corinth. What a glorious testimony to the mighty power of the gospel. No wonder Paul would write to the saints there in Rome and say, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth." And then you consider the very epistle of which we are studying, chapter number 6. You find as well the power of the gospel to transform lives. Verse number 9, Paul writes and he says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." And so the power of the gospel to transform lives. The dynamite of God's saving power had exploded among the locals in Corinth and transformed wretched sinners and turned them into righteous saints, yea, the very people of God, the Church of God at Corinth. But now I want you to notice a little further in the verse, the Church of God in Christ. You see, he writes to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus. Our Lord never leaves the sinner where he finds him. He lifts everyone who repents of his sins, believes on the Lord Jesus Christ, up and out of the mire and muck of sin. Think about Psalms 40, verse number 2. He came to save his people from their sins. Matthew 1, verse 21. With the rescue of God's grace comes an education in righteousness and godly separation. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. God's people are to be marked with a heavenly character, a heavenly conversation, and a heavenly conduct, and thus prove themselves to be set apart for the service and worship of God, for they have been purified by the precious blood of Christ. We are positioned in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians 1, verses 3 and 20, chapter 2, verse 6, chapter 3, verse 10. Our lives are to reflect the light of that holy city, which we call home, and which has the glory of God, and the Lamb of God for the light thereof, according to Revelation 21, verse 23, chapter 22, verse 5. We are called out to be a heavenly people, sanctified in Christ Jesus. But we are called out to be a holy people, for we are called to be saints. To be called the saints of God is to be sacred. It is to be separated by right of God's ownership of us, by right of Christ's relationship to us, and by right of the Spirit's fellowship with us. Our hearts and hands have been made clean, washed with the purest of blood and of water, even the blood of Jesus Christ and the water of the Word, yea, the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. For these, the works of God, have made a change in our lives. We have a profound reverence etched into our hearts for the majesty of God, a profound recognition in our hearts for the might of God and for the mercy of God. His grace and His glory now influence every part of our lives. Christ, having come into our lives with a transforming power, leaves nothing untouched in salvation. God removes the rags of our impurity and replaces them with the robes of purity and holiness. We have been called unto holiness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 7. The lives of the Corinthian Christians were to be in stark contrast to the lives of the citizens of Corinth. And it is no different for you and no different for me. We who are saved are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. We are to be a holy breed of people, a peculiar people, the people of God. We thank you for making this ministry a part of your day. And in closing, we want to point you to the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And truly, it is written. God's word, every word, presents us with truths to live by. You've been listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. Please send all correspondence to Truths to Live By, P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. Or you can email us at bmarkcooley@gmail.com. And finally, brethren, pray for us.